Friday! It's Friday, everybody.
All right, that startled me for obvious reasons. It's not just Friday, Wendy. This is a jam-packed Friday. Usually, the bonus hour, the stream of consciousness, we have all kinds of time to just ruminate, to just kind of talk about whatever we want.
Because we're lazy.
Mostly because we're lazy.
Today, we have to work.
Today, a lot of action. Jerry Nunn from Nunn on the Run will join us in a little while. But first, Omar Apollo. Let me tell you about Omar. Every year, Wendy, as you know, I select a young up-and-coming musician that I choose, and I say to myself, they're destined for big things. Last year, it was Taylor Swift. Now, you criticized
right.
me because she had already been popular for six
right.
years, and you criticized me for that. Alvin and the Chipmunks won a couple years ago, and they're still cutting it up, as the kids like to say. Omar, first of all, thank you very much for being here.
No problem, man.
Greatly appreciated. I don't know how, Wendy and I were listening to your music before, and we don't know how to categorize it, and that's not a bad thing, but we don't know how to categorize it. How would you categorize it?
I think it's like alternative R&B pop.
But there's some jazz?
There's jazz. All I play is jazz chords on guitar, so yeah, there's a little jazz in there, yeah, for sure.
But it is hard, in an industry that likes to bracket things and say this is what you're getting. You can't really do that with your music, can you?
Yeah, yeah. No, that's awesome. No, yeah. I want to be, like, versatile.
Yeah.
Don't you, though? And a lot of times people will say, what's your genre?
You
have to have a genre.
The time.
Do you have to?
No, not anymore. I don't think so. I think, like, I'm
those
just...
Those days are gone.
Yeah, those days are over.
What's your genre, Bill?
People don't know because I don't know. And once I do know, I'm not going to tell anybody, Wendy. I want to keep my genre to myself. Let's play a little bit. You pick the song. What do you want to hear a little bit of from your own work?
You can play Brake Lights. That's
Brake
cool.
Lights is a good choice. All right, Jazz, let's play a little bit of Brake Lights. That's enough.
My car's a little like you. It's not working right now. Say that we're lovers. We miss our mothers again.
Now, this has a torchy quality to it that you're almost too young to understand. You know what I mean? Like, you're 20, right?
Yeah, I'm 20, yeah.
All right, so a lot of times a performer will come along and I'll go, how can they understand that at 20? How can you know the background that creates that kind of music? How do you do that?
I don't know. I grew up, my family's Mexican, so we always listen to, like, corridos, which is, like, country Mexican music, Spanish music. And it's kind of like really meaningful feeling. I guess it's sort of like that, to an extent, but I don't know. I always just love music.
Yeah.
I listen to like a lot of like 70s artists.
Who from the 70s influences you?
I really like, obviously Prince.
Freddie Fender.
God, Bill, will you just really try to act like an adult?
but admit it, Freddie Fender's pretty good.
Yeah. I don't know who that is.
All right.
But
he'll be there until the last teardrop falls. Yeah. It's a really old song.
He's my genre, Freddie Fender.
Just like old bands, Devo, stuff like that.
But now, all right, Devo, really? Because this is not what we're hearing. But see, you're writing your own songs.
Yeah.
You're arranging it yourself. You're playing guitar, bass as well.
Mm-hmm. You're doing all that?
Yeah.
So this is just kind of coming out of you. That's your sound.
Yeah, I don't know. It was just easy. Like I remember I was in school and I was like couldn't keep up with all the other kids and I thought like I wasn't good at anything.
Musically, you couldn't, or
no, just like academically. Like I don't know. And then like no one ever like was like, hey, you should do music or anything. And I was just like, wow, it's like really easy. Like I don't know. It was just like
it came easy for you.
Yeah, it was like unlike school. Like I can't do math like at all. Like I had a hard time like reading numbers. They like start doing.
They mix together.
Yeah, they mix together.
Is it a form of dyslexia, do you think?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's not, like, very strong because I can, like, still, like, read and stuff. But, like, when I see numbers, they start, like, shrinking together. It's weird.
So because of that, you probably shied away from more scholastic things and turned more toward the creative side of your brain, right?
Yeah. So, I don't know. Guitar was super easy.
How long have you been playing?
I think a total of, like, 5 years now. When I was 12, I started. And then I stopped when I was, like, 14. I don't know. I got bored with it because I didn't have anyone to teach me. I was just on YouTube learning stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was 18, I, like, heard, like, different albums and stuff. And I'm like, whoa, like, they're playing guitar. Like, I want to do that. So then I just learned, like, a bunch of jazz chords. And then I just started, like, making up chords, like, combinations and stuff like that.
That's amazing. You kept this from your family. Your parents didn't even know you have this ability, right?
Yeah, they do now, but they
Well, you just told them on your way here today, thank God.
No, they don't even know I'm here.
No.
I should probably tell them. But,
they live around here?
Yeah, yeah, they're in Indiana. I have a house with my friends, so I, like, live with them. But yeah, I don't know. It was
God, that is the life. I want a house with my friends and leave my family somewhere else.
Yeah. Well, I'll do that.
They
I'll
live, like, 5 minutes away from me.
Oh, do?
Yeah, yeah.
So... sorry.
All right, I'll Heimlich. Yeah,
that's right. Thank you for the cough button. So, were they shocked the first time they heard you? What was the reaction?
I never showed them anything. It was funny.
Still, now you haven't?
No, they know now, but they heard from other people. They're like, "You're Omar's dad, right?"
Yeah.
And my dad's like, "Yeah." He's like, "He makes good music," and he'll be like at Walgreens, and I'm just like, "What the heck?" But it's just funny. Like they hear it, and then they ask me, they're like, "You're actually doing music?" Because I don't know. I never really was like, "Mom, listen to my song." Like,
yeah.
Like I just kind of like made it in my room, and they just because my brothers they played like computer games. So like they would do their computer games and I would be over there just like making beats and stuff. And then like, I don't know, it was just like, she never asked them about their video games. Like, so.
Were you afraid maybe that they wouldn't like
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
is that
yeah.
part
like,
of it?
Because I saw like being like the youngest kid, like I just saw that like how, I saw how like you just have to kind of do it instead of talk about it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a good plan.
So like, I was just like, I'm gonna just do it. Cause if I talk about it, they're gonna like think that I'm like, I don't know. I don't want, like, the pressure of them, like, you need to go make music. I don't know.
Right.
Just so do it yourself. Like,
yeah, I was just doing it. I was just having fun.
And you just uploaded it onto what? Like, YouTube or SoundCloud?
Yeah, I uploaded it on SoundCloud is, like, where I started. And then, like, earlier this year, I want to say, like, four or five months ago, I put it on Spotify. And then it just really started, like, getting attention. And, like, I didn't know how to, like, promote myself. I just kind of, like, had the hope that, like, people would just listen to it. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's what happened. Like, I never, like, promoted, like, paid anybody to promote or anything like that.
But you do it on social media and stuff.
Yeah,
like, hey, check this out.
Yeah,
except
if
you're my mom and dad.
Like, yeah, yeah. I would just post it. And then on Spotify, I don't know, it just got, like, placements and stuff on its own. So then, yeah, and it would get, like, over, like, 200,000. I'm like,
was it blowing your mind? Like,
yeah, I was just like, wow. Like, I didn't know that, like, that it was like that serious. Like,
did you keep
really
checking the count? Like every once in a while, would you go back?
I used
and go,
to,
look
not anymore.
No,
I don't know. Like, I don't know. It's kind of overwhelming sometimes. I'm just like,
but you know, like before what we're living through now,
mm-hmm.
you had to play clubs, you had to travel and play awful places, and then hopefully play better places, and you had to find some management or agent that would take a liking to you. And now you can simply do what you've done. Go through the internet,
exactly,
and they
yeah.
find you. You don't have to find
but
them.
But not everyone's that's, so lucky, I wouldn't
yeah.
imagine.
Yeah.
You got a sold-out show coming up?
Yeah, tomorrow. Yeah.
Look at this.
I think it's tomorrow.
That's
some
bad,
dude
yeah.
who's sitting in his room while his brothers are playing video games, and he starts uploading this cool music, and now you're selling out the Subterranean.
Yeah, yeah. That's awesome. It's just sold out today, so that's cool.
That's fantastic. Good
yeah.
for you.
Saturday night? This yeah, is your first... headlining show?
Yeah, it's our first headline, yeah.
You seem unsure that it's tomorrow night, though.
Is it tomorrow night?
It is tomorrow night. Okay, good.
I'm sorry. Like, I didn't...
He lives with his friends in a house. He plays music.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be exciting.
Yeah,
so,
I'm super pumped.
Here's the question, because you do so much of what we heard on the tracks. You do all the writing and the arranging and the various instruments.
Yeah.
When you're playing live, how do you manage that? You can't play several instruments at one time.
Yeah, I have... so basically, all I use is just drums, bass, and guitar, and then, like, other, like, guitar tones, like, just kind of, like, layered. So I just need, like, two other people. So I play...
Do you want Wendy and I to be those two? Because we'll do it.
Yeah, yeah.
We both play the piccolo.
What will you do?
I play the piccolo.
No, I have a band. I have, like, a three-piece band.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Do you ever use a loop where you're playing something?
Not yet. I want to get into that because... I don't know. I'd like to keep it a three-piece, but, I mean, adding people is just make it sound cooler. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true, although you got to share your money with everybody then.
Yep.
If it's just yourself, then
smart.
You spend that you loop, and that thing's so cool. You just play, like, a riff, and then you kick this like a pedal, like a guitar pedal, and it brings it back so you can have a full band just yourself. Sorry, band members, if you're here.
No, they're not here.
Oh, okay.
They're
okay. Then do that. Share your money.
Omar, here's a hypothetical. Chance the Rapper just said, I saw him say this the other night, that he is unsigned by a record label, and he wants to keep it that way. He likes to keep it pure. He doesn't want to be signed by a record label.
Yeah.
If a major record label came to you and threw all kinds of money at you, So the compromise is you got to give up some of the creative control of the music.
Uh-huh.
But the good news is they're throwing all kinds of money behind you in a big tour. What would you do?
I would never give up creative control.
Good for
like,
you.
Ever. Like that's so important to me, yeah. Especially like I think I made music like as a start to like satisfy myself, you know?
Yeah.
So like it wasn't. It's like after I finish it and I'm like attached to it, then after I put out, it's like for other people. Like
yeah.
it's not mine anymore. But yeah, I don't know. I would never give up creative control. I actually started going when I was 18. I went to Chance's open mics here.
Did you?
Yeah, which was cool. And like I met a bunch of people. It was super fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I performed for the first time at like the open mics.
Did you? Yeah.
Yeah. It was like really bad. I was so nervous.
I doubt it was bad.
I wasn't even gonna like go up. I was like, oh no. But I did it anyway, and it was bad. But
that's you gotta exciting, get that though. First show, like you doing stand up.
Yeah,
I mean you were pretty good, but you know you gotta start
amazing.
Somewhere.
That's awesome. I wish I could have went. I love watching that.
Really?
Stuff.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's so funny.
So what do you see? I know this will sound like a job interview, and I don't mean it to, but in the 3 years that'll pass, in the 5 years that'll pass, what will you hopefully be doing? Where do you see yourself now? It is a job interview. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I want to be like scoring music for films.
Oh.
Maybe like acting. That'd be cool. I've written like a few scripts. Just like nothing like super cool yet, but I'm working on
it. All right.
We're supposed to start one this next month in December, so it's gonna be cool.
We're in Indiana, Hobart, right?
Yeah, I'm from Hobart. Yeah.
Has anyone else from Hobart made the jump to music the way you are doing? I'm trying to think. I don't think anyone has.
Nobody. No.
No.
In Gary, yeah, Michael Jackson.
Yeah, he did all right.
Eminem from Michigan, right?
Is
he from Grand Rapids?
Yeah. And, I mean, like, Freddie Gibbs is from Gary, too.
Yeah. So there's really nobody, there's nobody local that you could find and go, how do you do it? Like, I'm at a crossroads.
No, not at all. No, I just kind of, like, wing it. I wing everything most of the time. Just kind of.
Good for
And does
you.
That pay the bills at this point, or do you wing it by having another job somewhere?
I recently just moved to, like, part-time. But, like, my manager tells me to, like, keep the job for a little bit just to, like.
Just to be safe.
Yeah, but it's, like, I'm doing good. Yeah.
Are your parents coming to the show tomorrow?
Yeah, my mom's coming, yeah.
What, are you thinking about that during the show or anything but that?
No, the first time, it's funny, they came to my, my mom came to my first show.
Yeah.
And it was, I was opening up for somebody. And then she hasn't been to any other shows since then. I just started doing shows this year, early in the year, like January.
Yeah.
And she's coming to the one tomorrow, which is like my first headliner, so that's cool.
That's excellent.
Yeah, so she's going to see that like, people are there for me. Yeah, no.
What'd she say?
I mean, I get stressed out sometimes. So she helps. She like
you're not gonna wear that shirt, are you? That kind of thing.
Oh my gosh, she bought me new shoes. She didn't want me wearing the shoes that I had. I like them because I like shoes that are like a little beat up, you know. Yeah. She's like, I don't want anybody seeing you with those on. I was like, okay.
Why do boys always listen to their moms? I'm thankful they do, but you know, we all try to help you. We want you to just look good on stage.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure at some point Mrs. Springsteen said, enough with the songs about New Jersey and cars. Can't you do something else? No, people don't want to hear all that.
Yeah.
And roll down your sleeves,
please.
Bruce.
Ridiculous.
We don't need to see those guns.
Ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But the key is you're enjoying this. This is fun for you. I mean, it's a creative outlet, but you enjoy this.
I can't believe like all the things that are happening. It's just, I don't know.
Who do you hope to meet? Is there anybody in the music business or otherwise that you go, boy, if everything works out, I could meet this guy or this girl. Who would it be?
I mean, not in the music industry.
No?
Like, I don't know. I want to meet Jimmy Fallon. He's so cool.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah. But I mean...
Bill, why don't you bring out Jimmy Fallon right now? I know you.
Should we do it? Jimmy, are you? No? 4 more minutes.
No, but I don't know. I really like the young artists. Like, I've met, like, a lot of people that I, like, look up to and influenced by a lot, so that's cool.
But the ultimate would be you get a phone call and it's NBC and they go, Jimmy Fallon heard one of your tapes.
I just,
you on.
I just cry, dude.
Would you?
Well, why don't you? Have you reached out to him via Twitter?
I'm not going to.
Why?
Oh, you should do it.
I don't know. I just want him to. I don't know.
Hey, dude, listen to my music. It. Hope you like it. And who knows? He may. Why?
I don't know. I was never like that. I can never.
But you
got like,
to promote yourself now.
I don't know. If it'll happen. If it happens, I don't know. I'm not forcing it.
Well, because you don't want to be disappointed. Like, if it doesn't happen, you go, oh, I came so close and it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Things happen.
I mean. I don't know. I really like Jaden Smith. Ever since I was like 14, he's been like a huge idol to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I think
reach out to him via Twitter. I mean, seriously,
I have some friends that are like
that know him?
Yeah, so I don't know.
So that could happen.
Yeah, it's definitely a possibility. Yeah.
And meeting Wendy and I must have been a dream come true.
Yeah, like, you guys are amazing.
Thank you for saying that, Omar. You're very, very kind. Oh.
Pardon? I didn't hear you.
You have
great hair.
Wendy heard. She just wanted to hear you say it again.
You have great hair.
Oh, yes. Thank you. I just got it cut yesterday.
I thought you said gray hair, but either way, you're fine.
It sounded like I said that.
Well, thanks for clarifying that.
No, that's why I did a T.
But listen, good luck to you, and it makes me happy. I have an 18-year-old son who wants to get into music, and you got to follow your passion. It's not always going to bring you money. Radio didn't bring us money right away.
I still don't get paid for it.
Well, you get paid in Pez.
In candy, yeah.
He likes candy. Yeah. But if you follow your heart, it's like it's not like you're not going to work. You're doing something that really means something to you.
It doesn't feel like work at all. It's just like having fun.
That's awesome.
And you know what we want? We want you to become so rich and famous that the next time Wendy and I call you to be on the show, you'll forget us as soon as just go, I'm not like that.
I'm from Indiana. We remember. I know everybody in my town.
Oh, all right.
I love that. And that's a different side to it. I love the Midwest boy, because all of a sudden you are going to remember your friends. You're not going to be a jerk to them, are you, when you get rich and famous?
Not at all.
Like, you'll remember us?
Yes, of course.
Excellent.
I hope you guys remember me.
How can we forget you?
We probably will. We probably will.
Good luck with the sold-out gig.
Yeah,
thank you.
It's Omar Apollo, everybody. They obviously can't get in tomorrow night, but is there a show or two coming up, Omar, that people can't come to see you at?
Nothing in writing right now? No, not yet.
But will you post it online?
Yeah. I'm sure, like, by the end... Before the end of the year, something will come up. Yeah.
Excellent. And online, if people want to follow you or hear your music, where do they go?
You just type in Omar Apollo, I'll pop up.
Is that your real name?
My middle name's Apollonio, so I kind of took it from there.
Very nice. Very nice.
I'm going to follow you right now.
Wendy's going to follow you. Okay. Call the police.
Me and my great hair. Shut up, Bill. Nice to meet you.
Thanks for coming up.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
It's Omar Apollo. We'll take a quick break. Then Judy's here. She's got the news. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.